No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the trainer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me, along with Captain Dennis. We are your crew for Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. All right, so Dennis, to kick off 2 days, 1 hour virtual cruise, for our passengers, we have a special guest, a friend, a neighbor of yours in the air park. Is that right?
That's right. We have one of my neighbors, Sam, is joining us today because he is putting together what's hopefully going to be a regular occurrence, big deal fly-in. He's calling it the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass. And I wanted him to come on and talk about this so that we can get people thinking about working this into their air show schedules this summer in between Sun and Fun and Air Venture and whatever else you've got going on. We're hoping to make this one of those headline destinations as well.
That sounds like a good plan. Sam, welcome to Just Plain Radio. Now, I'm going to assume since Dennis is down there in Fort Myers with you as a neighbor, that this event is not in the same area because you don't have bluegrass down in Fort Myers.
That is a fair assumption. We are actually holding this event in Madisonville, Kentucky.
Ah, nice.
And the identifier for that is 2-0.
Okay.
And it's Madisonville Regional Airport in Western Kentucky.
All right. I like it. So you got plenty of bluegrass there. And this is the first event of its kind or what?
It is. It started off as just a conversation amongst me and some other Bonanza owners. And, you know, we're kind of a little cult, just like the Mooney Flyers. And we were having a conversation about, hey, a group of us will get together that are all friends on Facebook and all discuss our Beechcraft products together. And we picked this Madisonville because I fly in there regularly. And it started off with just a handful of us, and it turned into just this huge event, this bash, if you will. And a number of people have offered to come and speak and attend and help out with the festivities. So lo and behold, it turned into this pretty good-sized event.
All right. So it's Bonanza owners. Now, Mooniac owners are known as Mooniacs. What do they call the Bonanza folks?
We're beachers.
Beachers, okay.
We fly the beachers, yep.
All right, that makes sense. All right, and the event date once again is?
It's April 30th. That's on a Saturday. Some people will be arriving the 29th. We've made special concessions at the local hotel for those that want to come the 29th, spend the 29th, which is Friday night, stay all day the 30th, and then they could even spend the night the 30th and leave the 1st. And that'll give them an opportunity to take our tour of the local distillery that we're offering.
I was
going to
say,
night.
That has to be part of the itinerary,
bourbon.
Right? Yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Here in Western Kentucky, bluegrass and bourbon, I mean, they kind of go together.
It's kind of the law. If you visit that part of the country, yeah, I believe you have to go to one of those distilleries. So Dennis is a Mooniac, though. Are you going to make an exception for him and he'll become a beacher with you or something for the event? Or how's that going to work?
You know, I think Dennis is like me. He appreciates all aircraft. He's flown in my Bonanza. And, you know, there's a lot to be said for both Bonanzas. And I absolutely love Moonies. I would have one in a heartbeat if they made a little bigger one. I like the 6 seats of my A36. But I think Dennis is a lot like me, and he appreciates a lot of different aircraft.
Right. Dennis, you're going to beach it that weekend, I assume, right?
Yeah, I'll take the Mooney up there anyway. They'll probably make me park out in the back corner somewhere so as not to, you know, lower their property values or anything.
Right.
But, you know, I'm sure they'll
behind
accommodate
the
me appropriately.
They'll be behind the barn.
That's right. Behind the barn by the distillery is my guess.
That's right.
I know he's a connoisseur.
Just no alcohol in the fuel tanks, okay? That's still against the rules.
Well, yeah, it's not good for your engine, I don't think, either. But hey, yeah, you might have to sample a few of the local concoctions available. That's kind of goes with the territory when you're visiting that part of the country. Now, other than Dennis, you actually are going to have some pretty big notables from the industry, from the aviation industry at this event. Or at least you're expecting it. Is that fair to assume, too?
We've had the, like I said before, we've had the biggest names in general aviation already confirmed that they're going to be there, and we've blocked time aside for each of them to speak. We've got Mark Baker from AOPA. He's going to be there speaking. Tom Turner from ABS, which is the American Bonanza Society. We have a mechanic there, Abraham Trey. We've got Carl Gardner with Gardner Low Aviation. We've got Scott Perdue. A lot of you know Scott Perdue from Flywire. Hmm. He's going to be there. We have Tim Reel and George Bailey from Tornado Alley. They're going to be there speaking. So we have quite the list of notable, well-versed people, especially in the Beechcraft community, there to share their knowledge. And Mark Baker actually has a Baron, so he's not just a general aviation guy. He's a Beecher as well.
There you go. And mixed in with all those notables in the industry, Dennis will slip in, I think, somewhere.
Well, I'll skulk around the shadows.
Yeah, exactly.
Dennis will be in the back. We'll keep him there.
That's right. But are you going to have like the pancake breakfast, the whole typical itinerary you would have on a fly-in, or is it going to be like, you know, a lunch thing or a little bit of everything or what?
So Saturday morning, and one of the benefits of getting there Friday night will be Saturday morning, we're going to start bright and early with a pancake breakfast.
Okay.
That'll be provided by us. We're going to have guest speakers. We're going to have live music, bluegrass music. We're going to have Brothers Barbecue, which is essentially very well-known, famous barbecue outfit in Madisonville, Kentucky. They'll be there serving lunch, so you can get their famous barbecue.
Yum.
And the rest of the day will be devoted to just enjoying ourselves, listening to some music. There'll be shuttles running over to the distillery, and people that want to go take a tour, get free samples of bourbon, are welcome to do so. We're hoping and praying that they will take advantage of the rooms. Of course, there is camping allowed, so they can camp under the wing of their plane if they'd like, or next to it in the case of these low wings. But we've got the afternoon plan with festivities, the trips to the distillery. We've got shuttles running over to a local farm, the Riddle Ranch, and there we're going to have additional live music, and we'll have a big bonfire. Hmm. We may very well have a surprise guest there. We're keeping that under wraps for right now.
Sweet. So surprises, the distillery. Which one is it again?
Bard's Distillery. Bard's.
I'm sure if they have bourbon, it'll be a huge hit. They do have samples, so the pilots have to keep things in check. But, you know, God bless their passengers. And that's maybe I can shuttle in up under the radar with Dennis or something. I'll be one of those guys. After a few samples, I'll turn into a Beecher.
Too many samples and you'll be laying face down in the bluegrass.
That's right. I was going to say, might have a different name for me, but it'll be something very similar. So I don't know. These kind of events are always awesome for the aviation industry and just, you know, give us something else to do.
That's exactly right. 90% of this is for fun and 10% of it's for actually getting somewhere.
And for people who want more information on how to connect with this, where can they go?
There's a number of ways they can get to us through the Beach Bash and the Bluegrass Facebook page. We're also on Eventbrite. If they could take just about 2 minutes and register. And if they're flying themselves in, the city of Madisonville will be discounting fuel 25 cents per gallon off the normal price.
Wow.
So that's significant. We've got Gary Chambers and Bob Burns, both of which are world-class photographers. They're going to be on site taking pictures of the Beechcrafts and the Bonanza landing. And we'll try to get those pictures up on a display during lunch so everybody can judge their landings.
Beach Bash in the Bluegrass. It doesn't get much better than that. If you didn't know about it, now you do. And Sam, we'll let you get back to your planning. Thanks for the update. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Guys, thanks for having me. It was great talking to you. I'm a fan and a listener.
He's been paid off. More coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plain Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplainradio.com. Send us an email and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
With Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Shall we go fly?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Through our entire journey, like, the way everything's progressed has just been so amazing. And, like, finally getting to this point now, taking her flying, sharing my passion, I am just, like, over the moon right now.
All right, here we go.
Today is such an amazing opportunity, like, for our relationship just to soar to that next level.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
There they go. This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me. That is not from this season of The Bachelor. Last season or the season before with Captain Peter, I believe is his name. But Rachel, the pilot we've been following on that TV show religiously because she's a pilot. And matter of fact, she's a flight instructor. She just made it to the final four of The Bachelor this week. God bless her. She's going to make it to the end, and her heart is going to be broken. So, as it always happens, because they had some teaser, like he's going to be in love with three women at the end. And it's a tragic situation. I have hope, though, that he'll settle on the flight instructor. And I know, Dennis, you're with me on this, right?
Well, I really could care less.
Oh, you're a liar. You're such a liar.
I don't think he's going to settle for the pilot. I think he's going to make the best choice if he goes for the pilot.
Well, of course. So. Duh. We got to support our own. She, Rachel, is a flight instructor. She's right in Central Florida, not right down the road from where we do the show. We've reached out to her, but, you know, she can't talk to us yet because she's still on the show. But, I, you know, she might come away as the big winner. She's down to the final four. So, you know, I'm pulling for her. We wish her the best and hope she finds love and gets the, you know, pilot gig of her dreams. I mean, I don't know if she always wants to be just a flight instructor or she has bigger aspirations than that, but eventually we'll find out. But there you go. That's the latest on The Bachelor. And you're welcome, Dennis. I know. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know because I know you watch that show religiously. Okay, so I've done my part this week. We just talked to one Sam. It's time for another. Is that right?
That's right. I've got Sam Weigel from Flying Magazine, who volunteered to join us this week. Sam has been writing a column for Flying Magazine for, I don't know how many years now. It seems like forever. And I just realized how small the flying community is, because I was reading his columns years ago and realized that we had the same mechanic. So that I started putting the dots together and realized that he was based out of my airport. We've probably crossed paths with him and I never knew it. And so, you know, now I've been following as Flying Magazine is really adapting to the modern publishing industry. You know, print is slowly becoming less and less relevant. Social media, YouTube, all of that type of content is really kind of driving what writers and filmmakers are doing. And Sam is really leading that charge, I think, over at Flying Magazine, and has launched a new column called V1 Rotate, where he's kind of chronicling the progression from being a GA pilot to getting into the airlines. And once you're in the airlines, what's life like? And I wanted to bring him on and talk to him, because it's just fascinating kind of, you know, following like, you know, your story from the pages, and, you know, being able to meet you now in person and see these videos and see what you're doing, I think is really opening up some new opportunities for people to really get into the mind of the author here.
Well, welcome, Sam, to Just Plane Radio. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right. So I got to ask you right out off the top here. You know, Dennis said you shared the mechanic and you'd had this common thread for many years, but you never really crossed paths. Did you know he was there and was avoiding him on purpose? Which I wouldn't blame you.
Not so far. Yeah, we just met here a month or two ago. And it was right after my most recent video. At the time had me visiting Fort Myers, and I think Dennis's ears perked up and he said, "Oh, wait a minute, Fort Myers, let me talk to this guy."
That's right.
And yeah, we did discover that back when I had my Piper Pacer up in Minnesota. I was based out of Flying Cloud Airport, which was also where Dennis's Mooney was at the time, and Bill Halpin at Hummingbird Aviation was our A&P. And so we knew a number of common people from back when I was active in the Minneapolis GA scene, which since I've moved on, and Dennis has as well, down to Florida, I guess.
Right. But you've been writing for Flying Magazine. I saw you hold up your fingers. 9 years. Is that what I counted?
Yeah. I think my very first article, my first feature was 10 years ago, and I've had the Taking Wing column since 2013. So 9 years now.
There you go. And now you're doing this video. Was it like a vlog, or how would you describe what Dennis was talking about?
You know, it's actually not all video. It's multimedia. I'm doing a video about once a month. It comes out on the first and third Friday of every month, V1 Rotate is. And I describe it as a web series. Sometimes, usually the first installment of the month is text. Sometimes it's also graphical or a combination. I've done text and video. And then the third Friday of the month is normally a video installment. And I've done, I guess four of them so far. And it's very much a new thing for me. I'm definitely learning a lot here, because writing is my first love. I guess I'd say flying is my first love, but writing after that. And I've played around with video a little bit here and there since, but having a deadline and trying to make the product something that's both professional looking and also, that is entertaining for people and also people can learn from.
Well, don't let that stop you. It didn't stop us. So we just did it anyway. So, I think it's one of those things where you kind of have to get into and start doing. And as you, progress, hopefully people are pretty forgiving at the beginning if you're having a rough time. But I have a feeling you've seen your share of aviation style multimedia, whether it's video or that kind of thing. And I can already tell by talking to you that you probably could pull this off pretty well, and you're doing a pretty good job. And Dennis, you have been following this. Is that right? That's what caught your eye?
Well, of course. I mean, I have a son that is basically following the path that Sam's laid out. You know, he started as a GA pilot in Minnesota, got his licenses at the Minnesota State University Mankato, and now is building his time as a flight instructor to get those hours to go get his ATP and become an airline pilot. And, maybe someday ride right seat with Sam. You never know.
whatever it takes to reach that audience, you're willing to do. Is that right, Sam? And that's why you're doing
Absolutely.
It, to get that info
I will
out?
Say, the way this industry is, there's always a chance that I end up in the right seat for his son.
Oh, could
that's
good point.
Not uncommon, unfortunately.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, it's come full circle for us here at the show, too, because I started Just Plain Radio, 10 years ago? And Dennis was, he was a fan of our diving show, our scuba show. And after we started the show, he started listening and just like, you know, I used to fly. I'm going to get back into it. And next thing you know, now he's a flight instructor and he's probably going to be training me. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Well, even worse is that my son was throwing the challenges down to you. Who's going to get their license first? And well, now my son's a CFI and an MEI and Greg still is a student pilot. So
it could be Dennis or his son.
It sounds like Greg has his choice of CFIs here.
That's the way to put it. I have a choice. that's usually not how it's phrased on the show. It's more like, hey, you loser, what are you doing? I like the way you think there, Sam. All right, we got more with Sam Weigel next on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive.
Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations.
Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night.
Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
My current boyfriend, when we first started dating, I gave him helicopter lessons, flying lessons for his birthday. He never showed an interest in flying, but I just gave them to him in case, like, the world has gone to shit and we need to fly away.
You can't in a day learn to fly a helicopter.
Yeah, you can. And it's not even that much money.
No, you cannot. I'm telling you, you cannot learn.
Yes, you can.
He's good at flying a helicopter after
he
a day.
He never did it because he was scared. But I'll get someone to do it. I just have to have someone that knows how to fly.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis. And our guest right now, Sam Weigel from Flying Magazine. And something rotate. What is it? Give it again there, Sam. Yeah, I want to make sure people know how to find
V1
this.
Rotate.
V1
web
Rotate.
Series for, it's a web series for aspiring and beginning professional pilots every first and third Friday of the month at flyingmag.com.
There you go. And we were talking during the commercial break that, it's there to kind of follow the progress if you're considering becoming, a pilot and segueing eventually into being a commercial pilot. But it's you don't want to scare people away from looking at different, aviation careers. Is that the case or what?
Yeah, right now I think there's so much focus on the airlines because it's major airline hiring and then subsequently regional airline hiring that's driving so much of the pilot shortage. Mm-hmm. But, a rising tide lifts all boats. All segments of aviation right now are in dire need of qualified pilots. And the reality is, although, the airlines are what I know best and what I enjoy flying that segment, but it's not for everybody. And there's a lot of other things that you can do in aviation and make a really good career and a life for yourself without necessarily being pigeonholed into the airlines. And so that's one thing that I'm trying to get across in V1 Rotate is, hey, there's something in aviation for everyone. And you need to find the thing that works for you, the gig that works best for you, and go for it.
It's probably safe to assume, at least for the next 3 to 5 years, if you want to become a commercial pilot, man, the world is your oyster. Is that a fair way to look at
it? Yeah, you know, well, wow. Plus or minus, you know, the occasional worldwide pandemic, right?
Well, there's that, yes.
It's always been a very cyclical industry, and right now that cycle, and before COVID, that cycle was going into very much an upswing for those getting into it. Mm-hmm. COVID was, you know, what turned out to be basically a bump in the road, and now we're back. It's as crazy as it ever was before the pandemic. But, you know, 2 years ago, this time, it was looking like the world was ending.
Right.
For, you know.
Well, it didn't matter if you were trying to be a pilot or not. You were screwed.
Yeah. So. It was, you know, certainly well outside of aviation. But but aviation did take, you know, the brunt. And, you know, I was about a third of the way up the list at my airline. And at the time, a little bit more. And I didn't necessarily believe that my job was even safe.
Yeah.
I was a brand new junior captain at the time, and I thought for sure I would at very least be get downgraded back to the right seat. And you know, I hung on by my fingernails throughout, and ended up getting out to Seattle, where I wanted to be based, and I'm about halfway up the seniority list as a 737 captain here in Seattle, which is just crazy after everything that's happened.
Well, I bet. But while you were doing all this, evidently you were living on a boat in the Caribbean for many years, or while you were being a captain for a while, or what?
Yeah, it was before I took the upgrade. I was at Nameless Major Airline already, but I was living in Minnesota at the time that I had the Pacer, and Dennis and I were sharing the same mechanic. And I had just had enough of winter. You know, I grew up in Minnesota, never bothered me. The problem is I moved away for a while and got wussified.
And it happens. Blood thins when you go to warm.
And after living in Minnesota for 8 years, I just couldn't take it anymore. And my wife and I had talked about sailing, maybe someday doing long range sailing, perhaps even a circumnavigation.
Wow.
But we didn't really have any experience in that sort of cruising. We had done a number of charters over the years down in the Caribbean with friends and family. And the timing was just right that I brought up the subject one day, said, you know, what if we sell everything and buy a boat and sail off over the horizon? And to my shock, my wife said, yes, let's do that.
Wow. were you guys drinking at the time, or?
there may have been a cocktail involved.
Yes, it happens.
At the time. But I said, well, hey, don't we just want to sleep on this? And she said, yeah, we can sleep on it for a night. And next morning she woke up and said, let's do it. So wow, we did.
That's awesome. So you lived on a boat for 5 years while you were a pilot, and then in hurricane season, you dock the boat and go live on land for a while, or just work for a few months or whatever the case may be, and then go spend the rest of the year out on the boat.
At the time, you know, it worked out so well because I was on a very seasonal fleet at the time. The 757 and 767 at my airline then flew, I think, about 20% more in the summer than the winter. So they were overstaffed in the winters. It was easy to get time off. I basically would fly one trip every 8 to 10 weeks to keep landing currency, and was able to drop the rest, which is rare in any gig and in flying particularly. But that jives very well with the Northern Hemisphere hurricane season. You know, winter is cruising season throughout the Caribbean, and I was able to have all the time I needed to do to really do a fantastic cruise for 3 years through the Bahamas and the Eastern and Southern Caribbean. And then, you know, hurricane season comes, we put the boat somewhere safe and come back up north and be a full-time airline pilot for a while.
I gotta say, Dennis, I know you're listening right now and you're thinking, okay, I just moved to an air park. Maybe this is the next chapter. Or would this be for your son, Austin, you think? That sounds like
I don't know. I mean, he's got to get that airline gig first, or a professional aviation job. I mean, he's not set one way or the other. If somebody was offer him, you know, a Part 91 captain seat on a business jet flying for, you know, a high net worth or company or something like that, I don't think he'd say no to that opportunity either. So get the flying job, then maybe, you know, maybe move, instead of moving out of our house, he just buys a boat on the Caloosahatchee here and
be another place for us to go visit. We go visit him, be a crew member.
Go visit him, then he can take the boat out. We can go lobster diving. See, we've got this all figured out.
I'm hip. Yeah, and that's how this happens. You guys start having, hear what one pilot's doing. You're like, gosh, that sounds even better than my gig. Okay, I'll give it a go. That's how it works. And actually, you're in the process of moving into an air park yourself. Is that right, Sam? Or you're working on it?
I am, yeah. That was one of the ways that I sold my wife on this cruising thing was, we do this for a few years, and in the meantime, we can figure out what we want to do when we grow up and where we wanted to build the next chapter of our life. And we knew that, when we moved onto the boat, we sold the airplane, which I still miss that plane. Something awful. My wife does too. A great little plane. We took it, all over the Bahamas, Baja, Mexico, so on. But we knew that we'd be getting back into general aviation. That was going to be a big part of our life. And the question was where. And while we were on the boat, one of the summers, we were visiting friends out in Portland, Oregon, where we used to live. And every time we'd come back to the Pacific Northwest, we just fall in love all over again. It was so obvious that it was where we belong. It's everything that we enjoy and what we like to do. And while we were on that trip, we happened to cross this air park west of Seattle in the West Puget Sound region that it's beautiful. It's top of the Kitsap Peninsula overlooking the Olympic Mountains. Nice. And there happened to be a lot for sale at the time. We weren't ready to buy, and it was well out of our price range anyways. But shortly after that, they ended up cutting the price, and we ended up putting in kind of a lowball offer, and it was accepted. And so since then, we've basically kind of ordered our lives around, hey, we're going to be building our aviation homestead up here. Right now, it's just vacant land. We've been working on it. The site is cleared for the hangar. We're planning on building that this summer. We have our priorities straight. Hangar first.
Then aircraft.
Then we don't have an aircraft right now. It's another chicken or the egg question.
Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, you probably got to get the hangar first. Just get one that's really, really big. That conversation with the wife better start happening over a cocktail or two, and then you get a bigger plane, right?
Yes, exactly.
Sam Weigel, thank you so much. Flying Magazine, once again, the video.
V1 Rotate, and you can find it at flyingmag.com every first and third Friday of the month.
We got more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Why are you going to the airport? Flying somewhere?
How'd you guess?
Well, I saw your luggage. And when I noticed the airline ticket, I put two and two together.
Yeah, big old jet airliner. Don't carry me too far away. Whoa, big old jet airliner. Cause it's here that I've got to stay.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Dennis, navigating the latest aviation news and information. So we're easy targets to the general population sometimes. And I'm not sure if this is in the category, but it definitely makes you shake your head going, oh my gosh, what are they thinking? Or maybe they're not. And in this case, I'm talking about the Cayman Islands made an announcement. I guess this is relatively recent, in the last week or two. What do we know about this, Dennis?
Well, the Cayman Islands have put some mandates in place. While at the same time they're trying to, welcome tourists back, they're making it a lot harder for general aviation. What they are requiring is a slot time. So you're going to have to call for and arrange a slot, which is a specific, hour and minute to arrive at the Cayman Islands. And I don't know if you know much about flying general aviation, but our airplanes are highly susceptible to winds and delays and all sorts of stuff. And trying to nail an exact arrival with a GA airplane is a challenge at best.
Right.
And so now, that's going to be opening up a lot of stress on pilots because now, we got to hurry to get out because we got to meet this slot time. And if the winds aloft are wrong, or we have to get rerouted, and, now you're potentially going to miss your slot and then be forced to hold. And where do you hold over the Cayman Islands? Out over water. And generally, we don't have a lot of excess fuel to be able to hold either. So, it's going to add definitely a lot of stress and perhaps make people rethink flying into the Caymans. In addition, they're going to mandate that you pay for aircraft handling services. In other words, hiring a private company to handle all the paperwork and things that you would normally do on your own. And, you know, it's fairly significant cost, several hundred dollars to hire this company to do all that, plus the immigration fees and everything else. So the numbers that are being thrown out is it's going to cost a typical general aviation single engine piston with four people on board staying for three nights about $750 in fees.
What?
Versus less than $200 if you were to go into the Bahamas.
Right. Well, or any other Caribbean island for that.
Right.
For that case. Yeah. I mean, they're pricing themselves out of the market. And I just wonder if it's intentional and they know, or this is somebody in power that's a little ignorant of how things are in that regard.
Well, and it's crazy because as far as slot times, there's only three airports in the entire United States that require them. And they are JFK, LaGuardia, and Washington National. And that's right. Based on, you know, there's only so many planes they can put on the pavement. There is no other airport in the entire Western Hemisphere that has slots. And so for them to start mandating that, especially for GA, really seems anti-commerce, I guess,
well,
is a good way to put it.
It's anti-GA.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's going against the private pilots. They want the gnats away, you know, and who knows? This could be one of those things where the commercial airlines or pilots are behind this a little bit too. And like, hey, we hate having to wait on these guys or whatever. It could be some of that going on. But, you know, I don't know. We don't know where this is going to go. I mean, well, it's going at this point. And you heard about this from who exactly?
Caribbean Flying Adventures through their newsletter. They brought this up. They keep their fingers on the pulse of what's happening throughout the Caribbean. They organize group flyouts and handle a lot of this stuff on behalf of members and pilots that want to make these adventures into the Caribbean. And you know, instead of trying to figure it out on your own, you team up with somebody like Caribbean Flying Adventures, and they can help you navigate the waters as it is,
right? Or avoid them altogether.
In this case, maybe consider a different island than the Caymans. But
yeah, it's
really kind of sad as a diver. I'd love to go fly to the Caymans and go scuba diving. It's some of the best in the world from
absolutely.
What I hear.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to find that out in my own airplane now. That's for sure.
And once again, we don't really know, where this decision's being made at what level at this point, if it's ignorance or if someone really knows what's going on. Usually it's the latter. Oh, I mean, or the earlier one, because they put these rules in place and they don't understand the ramifications necessarily of how this could be a detriment to tourism and stuff like that. But that said, the Cayman Islands have been pretty, behind the eight ball on the whole COVID thing. They've been a real head scratcher in the Caribbean compared to the other islands out there. I mean, they've been very slow to reopen. They're very restrictive for the whole thing during the whole time, not letting in like any tourism, cruise ships, whatever the case may be. Personal travel to and from the islands was really, really restrictive during COVID. And I can understand that to a certain extent, but a lot of it seemed a little, ultra conservative. You know what I mean? So in this case, I just don't know what to think other than I'm going to hope it's, someone doesn't really realize what they're doing and how difficult they're going to make things for general aviation in that part of the world. And maybe they'll rethink their position once they realize, like, hey, what happened to all the private planes we had before? Where'd they go? Oh, they went
went to Jamaica, Dominican Republic, and
right.
Everywhere but there.
Exactly. So we will have to see. So from one, from the Cayman Islands to Canada. Canada's been in the news quite a bit lately, and not so much for general aviation. They've been kind of focused on trucks and things like that lately. But that has not kept the government from getting involved and making things more difficult for private pilots as well. So what's on what's on their agenda? What are they doing now?
Well, we covered it a couple of weeks ago about implementing space-based ADS-B, but now they want to take another mandate requirement on Canadian pilots.
They like their mandates.
Yes, they do. And they're proposing an amendment to require installation of a lightweight flight data recorder on virtually all general aviation and business aircraft that are registered in Canada. So this would be applied to the existing fleet and also new aircraft.
Okay.
So they're going to require a, you know, basically a cockpit voice recorder and probably a camera type of a setup for investigating incidents, accidents, maybe enforcement actions. We're not really sure what their plan for it is, but they're going to mandate it, which means the pilots are going to have to pay for it. And
right,
you know, it won't come cheap. There's obviously going to be some enterprising companies that'll pop up and create, you know, something low cost built, you know, maybe figure out some way to adapt a GoPro or, you know, and be able to get cockpit audio. Maybe that would meet a requirement. I doubt it. You'll probably wind up having to go with somebody like Appareo that's already putting together some sort of a black box for like FedEx for their cargo fleet. And, you know, probably have to pay for a subscription service to offload the data so it's secure in the event of an accident. It's already been uploaded to the cloud kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I think it's kind of a potentially onerous requirement. And I'm not really sure what's driving the need for it. Is there that many plane crashes that they need a cockpit voice recorder to be able to understand, you know, what caused it? I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Well, they got enough cameras scattered all around the country, pretty much any country for that matter, where we get more and more footage all the time. I mean, would it be nice to have a black box on every plane where you could go back and, you know, analyze incidents even more closely in that sense? But yeah, but the cost of it is kind of ridiculous. And actually, I thought GA incidents and things have gone down over the last few years.
Overall, yes, we've had less fatal accidents, but yet we still have a persistent number of incidents, you know, every year, especially when compared to the safety record at the airlines. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely room for improvement. I'm not saying that we're, you know, innocent here, but is it really, what value is that going to add? Take a look at what happened last weekend in Miami and California. You had two helicopters crash into the ocean. I'm pretty sure they were both very well documented because the footage was up on all of the appropriate streaming, social media, news sites within minutes of the incident. So I think they've got a lot of footage right there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, there's ways to get that footage. There's already enough cameras out there. I don't know if making every aircraft have a black box is...
It'd be easier to outfit each moose with a recorder and just have them record what they see around them. Wouldn't that be easier?
Well, there's that. Okay. Maybe instead of a mandate, it can be highly recommended. Educate them on why it might be nice to have something like that or give them some incentive. No, they don't like that. They like the mandates. So on that note, before we get too political, we'll wrap it up. Remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.